Welcome to the second season of Healing Waters, the podcast. I am LaDonna Sanders, your host. Before we go into this week's devotional, I want to tell you about my most recently released book, Healing Waters. This book is for anyone in a faith fight, especially those challenged physically. This 60-day devotional will refresh your faith in God and remind you that God wants you well in your mind, body, soul, and spirit. Go to Amazon, type my name, LaDonna Sanders-Healing Waters, to get your copy today. Now let's see what good news our Creator has to say in today's Healing Waters podcast. Forgiveness Part 2, Why We Should Forgive. In John 16, the 1st through the 4th verse, Jesus knows he will be arrested soon and crucified. He warns his disciples that they may suffer, be put out of churches, and even face death because of their relationship with him. He tells them they will be harmed by people who do not know him or believe in him and the Father. However, Jesus advises them not to be shocked or caught off guard by such behavior. Jesus explains that he is sharing this information with them in advance, so that they will not stumble or get offended when it happens. John 16, 1 through 4 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that you should not be offended, that they shall put you out of synagogues. Yea, the time cometh when whosoever kills you will think that he offers God service. And these things they will do to you because they do not know the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when time comes, you may remember that I told you to them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you." As we endeavor to follow Jesus, it might surprise you that persecution is part of your journey as a Christian. Had you known this fact earlier, would your decision to follow the Lord Jesus have been different? Let's hope not. I have not suffered anything close to death because of my faith, but I know how it feels to be asked to leave a church. In middle school, my mother was assaulted by a non-believer and a non-member during a Friday night church service. However, the event was so traumatic that the church leadership asked us not to return. It took me years to get over and pass what I saw and heard from the assailant and a few church members that night. But with the help of the Holy Spirit and my mother, who was determined to help me walk in freedom, I eventually learned how to forgive. Here's what I learned about why we should forgive others. Anger leads to sin and leaves you open to manipulation by your adversary, the devil. Number 2, forgiving others extinguishes Satan's power over you. Number 3, following or forgiving allows us to receive forgiveness from God. Number 4, forgiveness keeps you from passing that poison of hatred on to others. Number 5, God can release his redeeming power in the offender's life because you decided to forgive and pray for them instead of seeking vengeance. Now let's take a look at the following supporting scriptures. Matthew 6, 14 and 15 says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, our Father will not forgive your sins." Matthew 18, 21 through 35. "Then came Peter to him, saying, Lord, how often shall I forgive my brother that sins against me and forgive him? Up to 7 times? And Jesus told him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of God is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought unto him who owed him 10,000 talents, but he was not able to pay. His master commanded that he be sold with his wife and his children and all that he had, and that the payment be made. The servant, therefore, fell down to him, saying, Master, have patience with me. I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave the debt. But that same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe me. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged, saying, Have patience with me, I will pay you all. And he would not. And he went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he called him to him, said, You wicked servant, I forgave you of all your debt because you begged me. Should you not have also had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. Mark 11 and 25 says, And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him. For your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Luke, the 6th chapter and the 37th verse says, Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, the 10th through the 11th verse says, Now whom you forgive anything, I will also forgive. For indeed, if I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your sakes in the presence of Christ, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Ephesians 4, 26 through 32 says, Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need. And let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake forgave you. Our last scripture is Hebrews 12, 14 through 15. Pursue peace with all people, and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest any of you fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you today. I want to be free in every area of my life. And I understand that holding forgiveness, unforgiveness opens the door to Satan into my life. and hinders my ability to receive your best. So, Lord, I repent. Forgive me for holding unforgiveness, anger, bitterness in my heart, and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I forgive, Lord. I forgive everyone who has ever wronged me, and I ask that you would heal the wounds of my heart and remove the residue of those situations from my life. Lord, you know about everyone involved. Save us, O God, and help us to see the areas in our lives that we need to surrender to you, and forgive us and deliver us and save us, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to Healing Waters, the podcast. You can follow Healing Waters on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, and Spotify. If this podcast is a blessing to you, share it with a friend. Don't forget to go to Amazon and type my name, LaDonna Sanders, Healing Waters, to get your copy of my new book today. Thank you for listening. And remember that God loves you and wants you well in your mind, body, soul, and spirit. God bless.